Chapter 74. Franklin Fevel leaned into his microphone. Today we are thrilled to again be joined by Celeste Tuck, the director at Sunrise Day Center. Celeste, it is wonderful to have you back. Did you have a good summer? Celeste was now comfortable and was no longer transfixed by the bulbous phallic microphone that Franklin so enjoyed placing in front of her face. I surely did, Frank, and now I am ready for the beautiful colors of fall. This wasn't true. Celeste hated the fall because she dreaded the winter, but she felt like it was the right thing to say. Now, don't automatically switch us off today, but today we are going to be talking about death and dying. I promise we will not get too depressing. That's very true, Franklin. Celeste saw the opening that he had given her and jumped right in. We have taken dying and death away from families in our modern times. Celeste had wanted to say contemporary thinking, but modern times kept it folksy. People used to die at home. Now they die in hospitals. Many people are unable to see a dead person because they have no experience of having ever seen one, and it is frightening. Unfortunately, this extends to dying. Fevel said, "Are there things that we can do to make it less frightening?" That's a tough question, but the simple answer is yes. We can allow people to talk about dying. Our tendency is to always say that everything is going to be okay, even when we know it is not. But most people know when they are dying. Elizabeth Ross has done excellent work on the stages that people go through when the end of life is drawing near. Not everyone goes through all of the stages, but there is some universality in them. "Can you talk more about that?" said Franklin. Celeste had crossed her legs and was bobbing her top leg up and down, and Franklin was transfixed by how that action showed an expanse of Celeste's thigh and then took it away on the downstroke of the bobbing. Denial is usually first. Doctors routinely hear that there must be some mistake in the tests and that they want them run again. This is partially because we know much sooner than we used to when someone is terminally ill. It is that feeling of, "This can't be happening to me," said Celeste. She took a breath and noticed Franklin's eyes and the thin line of perspiration on his forehead and thought that it did not seem that warm in the studio today. The next stage is anger. The idea that it is wrong that our own lives are coming to an end. Even though you know it intellectually, there is an emotional rise of anger about it that many people have not experienced before and may not be equipped to handle. That seems very natural, said Franklin. That is where faith, as you know better than I do, Reverend Fevel, plays such a big role, said Celeste. Indeed it does, said Franklin, with conviction. But I also found it is harder on the families than it is on the people who are passing. It is much harder on them. Not only do they need to allow their loved ones to talk openly about their passing, but they need to care for them as well. Much to Fevel's disappointment, Celeste's legs stopped bobbing, and she shifted in her chair, bringing her skirt back down to a very modest level. People need to not feel guilty about taking a break, treating themselves to something special once in a while, and to allow other family members to assist. What do you mean by allowing them to assist? Said Fevel, who found that he had stopped sweating and realized that he had always been panting while he listened to Celeste. Caregivers get very protective. They know how much they are doing and tell themselves that no one else would do it. They see it as a trust that they can only be sure is not violated if they do everything themselves. Then she paused and met Frank's eyes and started swinging her leg again. I cannot tell you how sad it is when a caregiver runs themselves into the ground and sometimes winds up dying before the person they are caring for. That is tragic and unbelievably hard on all concerned. Franklin knew what she was talking about. He had seen it himself. Then he served up a softball question. What can we do? Celeste swung her leg a little faster and smiled at Frank, who felt his pants beginning to feel tighter. We have a support group that meets on Wednesday evenings at sunrise. All are welcome to attend, and there is no charge. The program ended, and the radio station began to get calls, wanting to know how they could reach the Deaf Lady.